Okay, so we continue in the Chazon-ish. We're on page 32, starting Sif Tes. The shir was started as a Ilu Neshama for Adir Chava Chaim Aloz Ben Shem Shenaryeh. It should also be a S'chus for an Ilu Neshama for Dave's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. And should be a S'chus for Fur Shleimav, Chaim Doi Ben Menorachel, and Chanaleah Bashe Dorachel, and a S'chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So Chazon-ish now is going to bring down a Rambam that talks about emunah and how a person achieves emunah only going back yesterday to his contrast between seichel and dimyon, and how the only way, according to the Rambam, that a person can properly achieve emunah is by pushing down his dimyon, pushing down his imagination, the part of him that is pulling him in the wrong direction, and utilizes and brings to the forefront his seichel in order to properly reflect on Maaseh Bereishis. So he says like this, Kasav HaRambam Perek Aleph Mei Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Halacha Aleph. So the very, very first Rambam, Yisoidei Yisoidei, which is the fundamental principle of everything. The Amud HaChachmas, the pillar of all wisdom, is Leida to know, Sheyesha, that there exists over there, whatever that means, Matzei Rishayin, this initial existence, for whom Mamzi kol nimsa, and that this existence, meaning Hashem, brings into existence everything else. Everything that exists, Shemayim Aretz, everything in the world, including the laws of nature, laws of math, every concept that we think of, all exists because is an extension of Hashem. Ad kan l'shanei. That is the quote. So now the Chazon-ish expands on this. He says, this Yisoid, the Seichel demands this. It's mandated by it. And you can't argue this. Because the Seichel cannot contemplate something that exists without being brought into existence. We cannot wrap our minds around something just being there, like the concept of a steady state, that it was always there and always will be there, which was one of the theories of the universe, which is the steady state that the universe was here before us, it'll be here after us. It was never created, and there's no one running the show. So our minds cannot fathom a before time. We can't wrap our minds around it. Vimhunimsa, and therefore, if something exists, there has to be a time when it was created, and that means that there has to be a creator. Avaladimyan, so that's seichel. Dimyan, lefanav. So the world appears straightforward. And wrapping your mind around or coming to terms with the fact that there is a creator messes with dimyon, the chadli atvuna, and people who don't have this ability to understand, hanesunim tachas memshal dimyon, who are dominated by their dimyon, rechoikim me'amunas mishuchnas. They are very far from having proper emuna in Hashem. V'yesh mibaalei dimyon hashoyalim, some of those who are subject to their dimyon, ma narviach im naskim sheyesh mamsi. What would we gain? In other words, how would it help us to agree to the fact that there is a creator? Nimsa. Since we're obligated anyway to accept that he exists, vein es laskalasa, and that there the umetzias nitzches. That what's the difference? That we have to come to terms with the fact that there's a creator that always existed and always will exist. There's no beginning and there's no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically what he's saying is like this. He's saying that if someone logically looks at it and is very down the middle, meaning he's not biased in any way, and he's using a seichel. So the seichel says, look around. Every single thing in this world has to have a point where it was created. Every single thing you look around, human beings, buildings, appliances, animals, every single thing, even clouds, the sun, we look at stars, we see stars form, stars blow up at the end. So everything has a beginning and an end, but the point is there's a part where it's being created. And so we have to then, using the seichel, say, come to the conclusion that even the existence of this world also has a before and an after. There was, and that means that there's some being out there, namely Hashem, that did the create, that did the creating, that actually brought it into existence. That's seichel. Dimyan, on the other hand, says no. Dimyan says that basically I'm here. Who says I can't see Hashem? I can't interact with him. I look at the world and people do what they want. There's no sense of justice, at least from what I see. So Dimyan tells a person that it's not true. What do I have? Who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe did create the world, maybe didn't create the world? I'll be an agnostic. Maybe I'll even agree that Hashem did create the world, but does he really care about what's going on? You have terrible, horrible things that are going on in the world, then how could a creator allow something like that to happen? So Dimyon pushes a person to I don't want to say not believe in Hashem, because that's not true, but not fully commit to what it means if Hashem created the world, right? Because we say, by extension, if Hashem created the world, what's the purpose? Oh, the purpose is that we should be close to him. How do we get close to him? By learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. But Dimyon pushes a person in the other direction. He says, maybe Hashem created the world, but it doesn't do anything for me. What's the difference? What? And that's what he's saying here at the end. If I admit anyway that Hashem exists, I can't wrap my head around the fact, where did Hashem come from? And that question will like bother you. Well, what was before Hashem? Who created Hashem? So if you take it to its logical conclusion, it leads you down a path that you cannot reconcile, because ultimately, if everything has a before and an after, well, what's Hashem's before and after? And so ultimately, it leads you down a path which will lead you to an incorrect conclusion. So, right? So that's what he says. He says, where do you end up? You end up at a point where you can't make sense of Hashem, because who created Hashem? You're telling me to follow everything to its natural conclusion, which means to say that there was a before and an after. That's everything that exists was created. Well, and then you're telling me, yeah, but there is this super being, this creator, who he didn't have a before and an after. You know, it's arbitrary. Where are you drawing the line? If you want me to take it to its conclusion, then I got to go all the way and question Hashem, who created Hashem. And if I'm not, so then who says that the world was created by Hashem, right? So you're not being, again, this is Dimyon leading a person down the path of not being able to reconcile. And that's, again, and that's where, you know, you can say, well, what we've learned now, nine sifim, what does this have to do with Emunah? But now you see, he's building up towards this idea that looking around at creation, there's wonderment. There's awe and amazement at everything that exists and all the gifts that Hashem gave us. But the starting point has to be that you believe that there was a creator. He himself does not have a before and an after, but everything from the point of Hashem and on does have a before and an after, including concepts like time is a creation. And that's been proven in science, that time runs differently. Gravity slows down time. Okay, that's been proven. It's not something that we can wrap our heads around. To us, time seems like it's a constant, but Einstein obviously proved that it's not a constant. And then you also have a concept of math. To us, 1 + 1 has to equal 2, but that's not true. Hashem created that concept. So everything that exists in the world, every single thing was all a creation of Hashem, and it's Yesh Me'ayin, and it started from nothing, and then Hashem created it.